If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. I want to begin reading at verse 35 this evening. Luke chapter 18 and verse 35. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God." I want to preach just a minute tonight, and I'll try not to be long. I know a lot of folks have been in church or nursing home or been at it all day. But I'd like to preach for just a minute tonight, if God will be my help, on sitting by the way. Sitting by the way. Now the Bible tells us here about that Jesus was coming out of Jericho, and they was a certain blind man. The Bible said that was sitting by the way. And as he was sitting by the way, Jesus Christ come by that way. Do you remember a time when you were sitting by the way and Jesus Christ came by that way? Amen. It didn't happen by accident. That happened on purpose. Jesus came by your way just like he did that Samaritan woman. Jesus told the disciples, he said, I must go through Samaria. Amen. Because there was something there at Samaria that needed to be done. That's the same God, the same Savior that's moving in mine and your lives today. But the Bible says that he, as he come down to Jericho, that certain man sat by the way. And I want you to notice the pitiful condition of this man. Said he sat by the wayside begging. Now, pitiful condition. This fellow's blind, and this fellow is he's a begging for a handout. But I want to say that's the same way that the world is tonight. This natural world that we live in. Amen. People are blinded by sin. Amen. And they're beggarly, impoverished in their heart. Amen. And we need the Lord tonight to help us to overcome that and get to a place where we can see what the Savior has for us. Amen. That our eyes will be made open so we might begin to realize what God has for us. And he give it to us in his precious, the precious Lamb of God. Amen. So we see this fella in this pitiful condition. He's blinded, amen. Just like the devils are blinded. All the folks in the world today, a lot of our loved ones are blinded. A lot of our loved ones tonight are blinded by the devil. They just can't see, praise God. They just can't see what God's got for them. They can't see how God wants to help them tonight. And boy, if they could just see with open eyes what the Lord has for them, it'd make all the difference in the world. But praise God, they can't see. But one of these days, if we keep telling them, if we keep showing them, amen, the precious love of God, one day they'll see with eyes wide open and accept that precious gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. But under then, we just got to keep loving them, amen, and letting them know that Jesus loves them too. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he'll come by their way and he'll help them along that way. Now I want you to notice in verse 36, it said, hearing the multitude pass by, he asked them what he meant. Now I want you to notice, not only is this man impoverished and he's blind and he's begging, but he's anxious to know what's going on. Amen. I will tell you tonight, those same people, praise God, that's blinded by nature. Whenever you start getting excited about the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus starts getting real in your life, praise God, they'll want to know what's taking place. They're going to want to know what the excitement's about. Amen. Praise God, they're going to want to know what all the ruckus is about. Praise the Lord. When you get to listen to a gospel song, praise God, and the Holy Ghost, God gets tiptoeing across your heart. Or you get to listen to some good Holy Ghost preaching, and God begins to show you, praise God, how much he cares for you. Praise God, they'll want to know what you're getting. Amen. So this guy, not only was he in a pitiful condition, but he has an anxious inquirer. Amen. Wanted to know what the commotion is around Jesus. Amen. Hey, I won't say where Jesus is. There's always a lot of commotion. He was always a lot of commotion. Folks is wanting to get to him to see what he is going to do next. See, hey, the word's got out on us up here. Hey, you go up there, Stoneford, hey, don't tell what'll happen up there. Amen. Praise the Lord. They may shout. They may take a running fit. They ain't no telling what happened up there at Stony Fork. Amen. But that's all right. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to have some anxious inquirers come along, Brother Charles, to see what's taking place down at the house of God. And boy, I tell you, when we start getting in here like we did on Wednesday night, praise God, and just magnifying the God of glory, lifting up His name and praising Him from our heart, praise God, falling on our face, weeping our way to Jesus one more time this side of eternity, God can move in our hearts. Folks will say, I want to see what they're getting. Amen. They become anxious inquirers. Praise God. They want to see what's taking place where Jesus is. Amen. But the Bible says that he asked what it all meant. Amen. What does it all mean? It means that they somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and have recognized what He's done for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible, when he found out, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Amen. Can you see this? I can see him in my mind's eye that he's sitting there, maybe with his cane, sitting there on the side of the road with his cup hanging out, begging. Alms, alms, alms for the blind. Somebody just give me a little handout. And all of a sudden, he hears a commotion all around him as these people passing by. And all of a sudden, nobody's putting nothing in his cup, but a lot of people's passing by and they're excited about something. And praise God, he says, hey, what's the commotion about? And they said, well, he said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. That's what's happening. Jesus is coming by. Amen. Praise God. I can imagine my eye. Praise God. That little beggar sat there. He stumbled up to his feet. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And the Bible said those that was in front. Amen. Just like a lot of church folks today, you know what they did? They said, you sit down and be quiet. Don't cause no commotion. Amen. We're trying to make a way for the Lord. Don't you get in the way. Amen. But that old fella, he said, the more they persuaded him, the more they said, hey, you just be quiet. They rebuked him, said, hey, just be quiet and stay out of the way. And he hollered the more. He said, hey, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Can you see it in your mind's eye? God's a moving, praise God. He's crying just as loud as he can cry. And amen, he's an urgent petition. He's crying out to the Lord, and those fellas is trying to keep him out of the way. I believe a lot of our Baptists, so-called Baptists, they'd like to do the same thing. These people out there that's got an urgent petition. They said people's got an urgent need, amen, to get in the house of the Lord, to get in, praise God, in the preaching and teaching instruction of the Word of God. And we're pushing them back out of the way. Say, get out of the way. You know, you're not a part of us, so you just get out of the way. Said, you don't fit in. You don't fit in because they don't know who Jesus is. Whose fault's that? Amen. It's theirs. We got people all around, little old boys and girls that don't know nothing about Jesus. To our shame. It's our fault. Amen. We ought to have been pushing back when they push us. Amen. We ought to be doing like Jesse, going down in the schoolhouse, praise God, saying, you know what? There's a Savior that loves you. But the old devil's down there trying to snatch our little children off into hell. And he's doing a pretty good job of it. Amen. And we're letting him. Because why? Because we can't make no ways. We got to be politically correct. You know what we say and what we do. No, we don't. Amen. We do not have to be politically correct, praise God. It's time we stood up and said, you know what? I'm a child of the King. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say, when I finish praying, I'm going to say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They would say, hey, look, you just be quiet, hush. Don't you mess up the mood. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you, the mood's cold and dead anyway. Most of the mood of this world is cold, dead stuff that I ain't want no part of. I want to be in the presence of a living Savior. This old fella, this old blind beggar, praise God, miserable condition, but praise God, he was a looking for the answer. Hey, you ever come looking for the answer, praise God, you'll find it in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. He was crying with all his heart. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. The remedy, hey, praise God, he had been in this condition. He was blind, praise God. He couldn't see. Amen. He didn't know what Jesus looked like. Amen. He didn't know who Jesus was, but praise God, he had heard something about him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, there ought to be a whole bunch of people in the world, praise God, tonight, that's hearing something about him. They may not know who he is, but praise God, when me and you get around, they ought to know something about him. Amen. This old beggar, he knew something about him. And he said, what's the commotion? They said, Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Amen. And I want you to notice right away. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Notice the urgency of his petition. An urgent petition. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. Not tomorrow. Amen. He seen that they, praise God, they was an accepted time. Hello? Amen. He said, they's an accepted time, praise God. Hey, if Jesus is passing by, praise God, I've heard what he can do. I want to get in. Amen. Boy, if we could ever get to a point in our heart, praise God, when we hear that Jesus is passing by, glory to God, we just jump out, say, praise God, I want to get in. Amen. But we'll sit back. You know, there's still to do nothing. Watch Jesus just walk on by. Praise God, other people getting blessed. Other people getting encouraged. Other people getting excited. And we'll sit back and just watch it go on by. Man, we'll get up after service like Wednesday night and go home just like we come in. To our shame. Praise the Lord. Hey, service like we had Wednesday night or this morning, you should never go home like you came. Amen. If you do, it's your fault. Because he's a God of glory, praise God. It's passing by on peace. He's not passing by just for you to see him. He's passing by on purpose so that you can get in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's just sitting by the way. That's what a lot of us is doing tonight. We're just sitting by the way. Just watching it pass on by. Never getting in. Never participating. Never open our mouth for Jesus. Praise God. He's passing by. You better just get in. Praise God. You ought to just shout. Praise the Lord or something. Bless his holy name. But now notice the situation changed. It said Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near. Amen. Now I want you to notice this perfect privilege that this old blind beggar gets. A perfect privilege that he has. Said Jesus, praise God. He says, Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy. Now I can see the crowd. I'm milling around. The crowd pushing by him. The crowd trying to say, listen, you've got to be quiet. You can't be hollering out like that. And he got pushing over and said, Jesus, thou son of David. Hey, over here. Amen. Praise God. Couldn't see him, but praise God, he knew he was there. Praise the Lord. Hey, sometimes I can't see him, but I know he's there. Praise the Lord. You get that unction from on high, praise God. And you know he's a watching over you. You know he's a passing through. Praise the Lord. Hey, when he's passing through, I ain't going to just sit there. I'm going to get in. I'm going to get my part. Praise God. I want all I can get. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you're just selfish. Well, so be it. When it comes to Jesus, I won't get in, praise God. I want all I can get. Praise the Lord. My cup's like a sieve. It's got holes in it. I need to keep filling it all the time, praise God, because it's running out fast as it goes in. Now, some of you may have a cup that don't have no holes in it. You can fill it up once a month, and boy, it'll do you to the duration. But not this old boy, praise God. I need it on Sunday and Sunday night, and I need to refill on Wednesday, and I need to cap it off a time or two during the week. Amen. Need somebody to snuggle up to me and tell me that everything's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. How do you get that? When Jesus passes by. I'm sitting there by the way, praise God, when he comes by, I jump up, I said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. And he, you know what he does? He comes by and he just tops her off. Praise God. I ain't running on empty. Praise the Lord. As long as I've got somebody to fill me up, praise God, I'm going to be filled up. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. This perfect privilege that he has. Jesus stops. Now this is love in action. Amen. This is perfect love in action. So Jesus stops. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And he was come near. Now not only did he stop, but he commanded that old blind beggar be brought to him. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. What? That old blind beggar ain't fit to be in the presence of the Lord. That's what them others thought. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, so at one time, praise God, because of nature, because who we are, we were that blind beggar. And there's probably a whole bunch of folks that said, you know what? Old Rex Hoagland ain't fit to be in the presence of God. But thank God, that's not what Jesus said. He passed by anyway, praise God, and stopped where he was. Amen. And commanded that he be brought to where he was at. Amen. Praise God. Come to where we was. Stopped on purpose. And I want you to just notice this. Now this is unreal. He said, saying. And he asked him, saying, What will thou that I shall do unto thee? Now you got to get this. You got to get this old blind beggar sitting there. Amen. All he had was his rod, maybe a cloak to throw about him, and his beggar's cup. That's all he had. Sitting there on the side of the road, sitting by the way. Amen. And Jesus comes by, and they say, Jesus has passed by, and he says, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped. He said, hey, he said, you get that old, you bring that old blind beggar up here to me. And they fetch him up there, and they park him in front of Jesus. And Jesus looks in between beak and bill, praise God. He don't look down on him because he can't see. He don't look down on him because he might smell bad. He don't look down on him because he's dressed shabby. But praise God, he looks down on him. He said, what would you that I should do for you? You know what Jesus Christ done? Praise God, he opened up the portals of glory. Amen, for that old blind beggar. And he said, hey, here I'll spread it open before you. You just reach in and you take what you want. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Oh, God, you old blind beggar, praise God. Wasn't worth nothing to the world. Jesus pulled up in front of him, sis, and he said, hey, I'll just open up the portals of glory. You just reach in there and get what you need. Amen. She just said, hey, better dad. He said, you just ask me and I'll hand it to you. Praise the Lord. That old blind beggar, he could have, at this point in his life, he could have asked for anything in the world. Amen. Old blind beggar. He could have thought, well, you know what? I'm blind, but boy, if I had $1 million, if I had a mansion and $1 million, boy, I could be set. I could learn my way around that place. I'd have plenty of money for food. I'd have all these things that I need. Amen. Boy, I'd be set for life. Never entered his mind. You know why? Because Jesus was passing by. Amen. He said, hey. He said, Jesus. He said, I just want you just to let me have my sight. He said, if you just let me see. Amen. This is what he says. And he said, Lord. Amen. Acknowledged his deity. Lord, that I may receive. And I'm talking about a specific request. Could have had anything. He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Amen. He said, well, I don't know if I'd ask for that. If I was a blind beggar on the side of the road, I'd have probably asked for $1 million to make me rich. I'd be the richest blind beggar around. Amen. But you know the problem with that theory? He could have been the richest blind beggar around, but he had still never seen Jesus. He said, hey, it's not about the world and the things around. He said, the world's trying to keep me from, help me keep me from getting to him. He said, it's not about that, but it's about the ability that I need to see my Savior. Amen. Amen. He said, that's what I want more than anything in the world, more than the silver, more than the gold, more than the palace on a hill. He said, I want to see so I can see my Savior. Amen. He said, I want you to open up my spiritual eye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it wasn't those blind eyes, praise God, as much as spiritual eye. He needed him to touch. Amen. Hey, so a lot of folks today would like to have the silver and the gold, praise God, and all the, and the Lord there won't open their spiritual eye every day. He said, what will you thou should do unto you? And he said, hey, you know, I want to be rich. Amen. I got all these good looks. I want to be rich too. Amen. Some of us missed out on both camps. But praise God, this old beggar, he said, you know what? Yeah, you too, brother. He said, you know what? He said, I just want to be able to see. I want to be able to see my Savior. Amen. That's what he most needed in his life, was to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And notice what took place. Jesus says this. Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Amen. He said, your faith. He said, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. Amen. He said, because of your faith, you didn't ask for things of this world, but you asked for sight that you might see your Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says he took him 2 or 3 days, but he wandered around. Finally, he's got, no. The Bible says, I'm talking about the instant result of faith. You know, he's an instant result of faith. You say, well, preacher, we pray in faith, believing, and sometimes it takes a long time. But yeah, but that's because God's got to work it out. See, God's going to tell you, if you pray in faith, believing, God's going to answer your prayer. He'll say, okay. He'll say, wait a minute. Or wait a while. Or he'll say, no. Amen. He answers your prayer. But it's probably most of the time not in the way that we want him to. Because, yeah, you know why that is? Because he knows what we need. Amen. Amen. He loves us enough, praise God, to not allow something in our life that's going to hinder us and draw us away from him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate unanswered prayer. I thank God for unanswered prayer. Or when he answers and says no, they're not unanswered. He just says no. Because there's a lot of prayers I've prayed in my life. If I'd have got, brother Church, if I'd got what I wanted, I'd have been messed up. I'd have been going in the wrong direction. But God knew what I needed. Just like he knows what you need tonight. Amen. Amen. Knows exactly what you, knows exactly where you're at this evening. But the Bible said, he said, thy faith has saved thee. He said, and immediately he received his sight. Amen. And followed him, glorifying God. You know what happens when you begin to see the Lord spiritually? When you begin to see, praise God, the Lord spiritually, you begin to have a worshiping attitude. If you don't have a worshiping attitude, we need to check up. Because if something as big as God moves in your life and he takes away that spiritual blindness and he begins to let you see and you're not coming some sort of a new awakening in Lord Jesus Christ, something's missing. Amen. We ought to have, he said, this fellow had a new, immediately. Didn't take him a week. Amen. Because he was looking to see Jesus, and when he seen him, praise God, he automatically, glory to God, when he began to see with those new spiritual eyes, he began to see the Lord Jesus. And immediately he began to worship him. Amen. Worship attitude. Amen. He didn't go back to that miserable life of begging that he had just come out of. Amen. He became, the Bible says he became a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ. He began to follow him when his eyes was open. I believe a lot of times we don't follow Jesus because our eyes ain't open. We're spiritually like this old beggar was. We're blind, praise God, by this world. We can't see him, praise God, in all that he has for us and bountiful blessings and love and compassion for his people. Jesus healed this old beggar. And the people began to wonder. Said they saw it and they praised God. Amen. They realized where this old beggar's help come from. See, I do that same thing. A lot of times I see you and I see other people and I see God reach down and just touch them on purpose. Amen. And I, you know what I do? I give God glory. Because I know where that help come from. The same thing in my life. I see God reach down and He touching situations, praise God, and I just give Him glory. Amen. Sometimes the situation don't work out the way I want to, but I still give Him glory. I say, thank You, Lord. Amen. I know You're working. Praise God. And it's for my good. Amen. Hey, God's not ever going to do nothing to hurt me. Hello? God, now listen, God's never going to do anything to intentionally hurt you. That's not what will ever happen. Everything that God does for you, praise God, is for your benefit. That'll draw you closer to Him and give you the help you need to get you through this life into the next one. To prepare you for that glorious day of His appearing. That's what He's taking you through. And praise God, when we stay with Him and we give Him glory, praise God, He works things out for us. Amen. So we see this here, and we see the Lord Jesus, He healed this blind man and said, He began to follow Him and glorify God. See, he was healed by Christ. The Bible tells us He was healed immediately. He was healed. Amen. And others and others began to see Him as He's glorifying God. Amen. How's He glorifying God? These other people, Jesus heals him and he begins to glorify God. How does he glorify God? Bible said he immediately followed Jesus. Amen. When we begin to see with our spiritual eyes and the blindness is gone, and we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we glorify God. We give God glory by following Jesus. Amen. These people saw this blind man giving glory to God by following the Savior. I wonder tonight how much glory we're giving to God. I wonder how much glory people see in our life that we're giving to God. I wonder how much people see us following Christ. That's how much glory we're giving to God. Amen. If our spiritual eyes is open and we're not that blind beggar no more, then our eyes are open, praise God. In the world, we give God glory by the world seeing us following Jesus. Amen. I wonder tonight, are you following Jesus? Are you giving God glory? If you're giving God glory tonight, then you're following Jesus. They go hand in hand. Amen. You can't give God glory without following Jesus tonight. Amen. So we see the end result here. This entrance result of faith, immediate healing of this fellow's eyes. And Jesus says, "Thy faith." How'd it get there? Jesus said, "Thy faith has saved thee." I want to ask you tonight, has your faith saved you? Amen? Has your faith saved you? Your faith saves you because it leads you to glorify God in following Christ. Amen? Has your faith saved you tonight? Is your faith real? Is what I'm trying to ask. Is it real? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? You're giving glory to God in that you're following the Savior? Said he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. Didn't go back that old miserable, beggarly way. Didn't go back that old junk he used to do. He separated himself from that. He said, you know what? I ain't going back to that. He said he took up following Jesus. Amen. Bible never tells us nowhere where he went back. Amen. He never said, hold on a minute, Lord, let me go back. No, once he began to see Jesus, who he really was, he said he fell in there and followed Jesus and glorified God in the following. Amen. What about you tonight? Are you following the Lord? Are you giving glory to God? Amen. You do that by following Jesus.